right, bradcooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show singer-songwriter Sydney B. What is up, Sydney?
Hello.
How you doing? How's life?
Right now, very busy, but pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. And you are busy because I did some reading on you, researching for this interview. You have some new music we'll talk about. But before we get to your latest single called Beautiful, let's tell the listeners a little bit about you. Like, when did you first get into making music? I know you're only 17, so it's not like you've been around, you know, it's not like you've been around for decades. But tell us when you first started making music and how did it all start?
Yeah, so I would say my music journey started around when I was 9, so I was in about 4th grade, and I joined my elementary school's choir, and then from that point on, I kind of just, like, fell in love with the idea of music, so I've been doing choir ever since, and I'm still in choir now. And then from that, I kind of traveled to different paths within music as well, so my family met this producer kind of just by chance. My dad's a doctor, and he operated on this producer's son. Mm-hmm. And my dad mentioned that I was a singer, and we thought it would be fun for me to just go sing in his home studio, not to do anything with it, just so I could, like, see what it was like, because it was an experience that I hadn't gotten. And so basically, the producer, he heard me sing at his home studio, and he really liked my sound and, like, who I was, and so he decided to take a chance, and that's how I'm here now, and I'm really, really happy and super blessed that that happened, and so I hope that from that I can make a difference.
Yeah, that's really,
so that's kind of how that went.
That's really cool. Like, you just kind of, your life merged with this producer who's, you said his son is somebody your dad operated on?
Yeah, so his son is a football player. I believe he goes to Michigan State now. So yeah, just completely by chance.
That's great. Now, you said you mentioned you were in choir. I also read that you also were in theater as well.
I am. I do musical theater at my school as well. And then I do a couple other things that involve music. I am on the literary team at my school. If literary is kind of a weird concept because it combines, like, academic with music and stuff. And then you accumulate points to try to basically, like, have your team win, but you can also win individually. So I am the female soloist this year, and I'm also in the trio. And then last year I was also the female soloist, and I won state. So
wow.
I actually have state tomorrow.
That's
year,
so great, man. Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So you make, like, we talked about theater for a second ago. Now, have you considered, and believe me, trust me, we're going to talk about your new song and all that, but you got me side interested because I love theater myself, and I love musicals and things like that. So,
me too.
Yeah, that's great. So have you thought about pursuing, like, dual careers, like as a solo singer and also maybe doing some Broadway type stuff or some kind of musical type stuff?
Yeah, I definitely have thought about that, and I think it's one of those things where it's like, if that's where my life leads me, I would be over the moon and really happy because I love performing on stage in musicals. I love being, like, transported into those other worlds, which I think is why I liked theater in the first place. And then I also actually have been training a lot, especially recently in opera. So
even
if I were to do something like that, I think that would be really cool too. So.
Wow, that's crazy. So you have some operatic. So you must be able to get up there a little bit in your vocal range.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's so good. Okay, so let's talk about your new song called Beautiful. I listened to it and it's a beautiful song. I loved it. It was a really good song.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So tell the listeners out there, like, a little bit of the backstory of the song and what inspired you to write it.
Yeah, so I remember at the time my producer just kind of asked me, like, what I wanted to write about, because that's how we started, like, a lot of our sessions. We'll still do. That's how we start a lot of our sessions. And so I just remember thinking about all of the things that I was going through at that point. And so, and still am, like, struggling with a lot of insecurities, anxiety, like, finding my purpose and positive thoughts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and also feeling alone in that, because it's when you feel those feelings, it's really easy to feel like you're the only one with those feelings.
Mm.
And so the whole point of this song was kind of to create like a sphere of positivity and hope, not just for myself, but for others too, to show that they're not alone. And so this song, in a sense, is kind of like a community in a way as well, because it joins people together. Or that's what I hope that it will do. In order to help people not feel alone and to help people think more positively about themselves and the world around them and feel more hopeful, because through those positive thoughts and feelings, like a lot of those anxieties and fears are helped, and it will help you eventually find your purpose. So,
so good. So good. It's such a great reason to write that song. So you're probably a lot stronger person than you even imagine. And the reason why I say that is because you talked about, you know, you have your own little insecurities. I think all of us do in different ways. But for somebody who has some insecurities, to get out on stage and perform in front of people is like a really courageous thing. It takes guts to do that, honestly. Not anybody can do that. I've been playing guitar for over 30 years now, but I'm still like terrified to play in front of a lot of people. I hate it. I'm just awkward as heck.
Yeah.
So for you to get on stage and act and sing and perform in front of audiences, that takes strength and confidence.
Thank you. That's definitely something that I'm learning and I'm working on too as I go. One of the things that I've apparently found out that I'm very good at is one of the compliments that I'll get after I perform a lot is, like, you don't look scared up there. And my answer is normally like, oh, that's good, because I felt scared up there. But I think I think that the more I perform and the more that I do these things, the more comfortable I'll become.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that I've been trying to do more and more is get outside my comfort zone, which being in this industry has definitely forced me to do. But I'm really happy that it has, because I think it's made me a stronger person as a consequence.
You know, have you ever heard of the fighter, the boxer, Mike Tyson?
I have, yes.
So Mike Tyson said something that makes a lot of sense. Because somebody asked him one time in an interview, they said, Mike, do you ever get nervous before one of your fights? And Mike Tyson didn't even hesitate. He said, if anybody tells you they're not nervous before a fight, they're lying to you. And now that's coming from Mike Tyson, like one of the baddest dudes, you know what I mean, that ever put boxing gloves on. So I think that's true. I think it carries on with stage performers and actors. I think as you have more experience, you're more comfortable. But I've seen some Academy Award. I've had Academy Awards on this show, Academy Award winners on my show, and I've had Grammy Award winners on this show. And even they have a little butterfly before they go on stage still, you know? So.
Yeah. And in a way, that kind of makes me feel better, too, because of where I am, because I'm so new to this industry and new to, I mean, basically life still at this point because I'm young. But it kind of makes me feel better in a way that I'm not the only one experiencing those feelings. And again, that is the whole point of the song.
Yes.
Even though it's not necessarily relating to nerves before you go up on stage, just the whole fact that like you're not alone in the feelings that you're feeling.
Yeah, whenever you can write a song that a lot of people can relate to, you're doing good. That's
thank you.
That's important. I mean, so many people, there's a problem. When people hear your song, it's probably a lot of people like it resonates with, because they know where you're coming from. Simple as that.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, I looked at the video, and I love the video, too. So talk about the video a little bit. Where did you guys shoot the video, and who produced it?
Yes, so I was actually very confused when we came to the studio that we were filming at, because to me it looked like an abandoned building on the side of the highway.
Okay.
I was like, I don't want to spend my day here.
Right.
And we get inside, and I meet the producer. Since we filmed it so long ago, I'm blanking on his name, but I can find it. But he's a producer from LA, and he shoots a lot of music videos and does a lot of other things in production. And so basically, I did not know what the video was going to look like. I had kind of a vision of what I knew I wanted it to look like. And so the director of the video, he kind of came up to me and that he had in his head, and so it was basically like a bunch of people going through an audition process to kind of like be on, like in his head, like a show like The Voice or America's Got Talent or something like that. And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea, because it showcases kind of exactly what I'm trying to showcase, that everyone's beautiful in their own way. And so I love that part at the end where like everybody's singing different bits of the song and showing that like everybody has their talents and everybody has their abilities and things like that. Sometimes it just takes a little longer to find, which is totally fine. It depends upon who you are. And so I, at the beginning, I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but I am like more than happy with the outcome of that video.
Yeah, I was going to ask that because I would imagine that, I mean, it's your song, you know what I mean? So I would imagine it was a little bit scary to like not have any idea what this person was thinking in the beginning, but that's a sign of a good producer, though. That's somebody who has a vision and they can make the song come to life.
Yes, actually, the only thing that I was unhappy about that video is, this is like really stupid, but there was two jackets, and the one that I wore in the video was my least favorite one of the two. But that's also a good thing that was literally the only thing that I was like kind of sad about because I really like the other jacket.
That's true. That's the worst that you can come up with as far as not liking something. That's pretty good. You know, that's great. Yeah, it's a great video. I had a lot of fun watching it. And it was produced well, too. You can tell it wasn't just slapped together with a, you know, like a camcorder or nothing. That was good stuff. It was quality.
Yes.
Really. And also, it has over 100,000 views. When I looked at the views, I was like, whoa, that's strong. That's a lot of views.
I know, I was so happy. And I remember when we first released it, too, it kept getting, like, thousands and thousands of views. And I was so confused at the time because I was like, why are so many people watching this random little girl's music video? But I'm so happy that so many people have watched it, and I hope that it's helped people have a more positive mindset, or at least start on the track of having a more positive mindset.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's... Honestly, I didn't expect it to have that many views because, you know, it's tough for anybody to get there. So that was great. I looked at that. I was like, whoa, this video got legs. It's strong. So that's great, man.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. You know, you mentioned The Voice a little while ago. You know, I've been working with NBC for 17 seasons now, interviewing The Voice contestants on this show.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of fun. What's really fun about it is I talk to so many musicians and singers from all walks of life. And I've had a few. As a matter of fact, one of them, his name is Cameron Marlowe. He's a very pretty darn famous country singer now. He signed a huge record deal. He was on my show right after his blind audition when nobody knew who he was yet. And now he's playing in stadiums. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
And you never know.
That's very cool.
Maybe you'll walk them same shoes.
That's true.
You know?
That would be amazing.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, another thing I read about when I was reading up on you is the importance of your music being positive, positivity. Can you elaborate more on that?
Yes. So, I feel like a lot of the music you hear today, all great. I love all different genres and types of music, but I feel like a lot of it is not like putting out positive messages necessarily.
Yeah.
Not a lot of it, but like a good chunk of it is not necessarily putting out the most positive message. And then we also have a lot more, or teenagers during this period, and really anybody, have a lot more trouble with insecurities and things like that due to like social media or maybe just people we know. And so as somebody who struggled with it so much, and then I would always, like, listen to sad music that would just, like, bring you down even more.
Yeah.
I decided, what if I make my own music that has my own positive message that hopefully other people listen to and start to replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts? One of the main, like, lessons that my parents have always taught me is that positive affirmations and positive thoughts are really important.
That's right.
Because your mind is so powerful. Like, if you tell yourself you're going to fail on a test, you're going to fail on no test. If you tell yourself that you're going to succeed and that you know the information, it, like, literally studies show that you do better on the test when you have that positive mindset. And so that's been something that I'm working on. So not only do I hope that this music and this message of positivity helps other people, but I also really hope that it helps me more, too, because that's something that I struggle with myself.
How's it doing for you so far?
So far, it's been working much better. I'm starting to realize more and more, especially because I'm in my junior year of high school, which is notorious for being the hardest year, and I have learned is the hardest year.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely been hard, but it has been made easier through working on those positive thoughts and positive mindset, not just like before something important, but on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, you're close. Once you get to your senior year, things really start easing up. I struggled with my junior year too a little bit, just because it's like a big year. You know, you're close to getting out of high school. You start thinking about like what you're going to do when you graduate, and you know, there's peer pressures, and there's just a lot of stuff that happens when you're that age. When you hit senior year, you feel a little more relaxed. It's still a little more butterflies though, because it's almost the end of high school, and you know a big chapter change is coming. You know what I mean? But so much good times are ahead. You know, so things will be okay for you. Do you have ambitions to go to college, or do you want to stick with music for a while?
I do have ambitions to go to college. I actually want to study music in college, mm-hmm. and then maybe something else too. The way that I kind of look at it is I like to keep my options open and kind of just like see the possibilities and like what's out there. So college is definitely something that I would like to experience.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I think you should chase your degree. But also, don't put music down either. You know, I would try to do both if I were you for a little while, and see. Sometimes you never know what's going to happen. One of your songs could hit somewhere. You know. Also, you can. There's so many different things that you can do to make money in music. Also, you can also write songs. I know people that went to Nashville, and they went there trying to like be successful as a singer-songwriter. But they ended up making more money writing songs for other artists, and they made a lot of money. So there's different ways, there's different income streams you can do in music other than just being the main artist. You're talented enough that you very well could be successful just being a singer, you know, but there's other ways you can make money in music too, you know, so.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think is really cool about music is because there's so many different ways that you can keep music in your life.
Yep. Like writing jingles. You know what that is? For commercials?
Yes.
Man, there's a lot of money in that. There's a lot of money in that. You never know. There's so many different ways. And I'm not sure if you're interested in the production side of it, to learn how to like mix music and produce. But there's a ton of money in producers too. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I have thought about that before as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's things you could go to school for that. There's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's good. Speaking of producers, who is the producer for this song, for your latest music?
Yes, so the producer for this song is all under Block, and then Block ENT, and then under him is, his name's J-Rail. He's based in Atlanta, and I work with him for a lot of my songs.
Mm-hmm.
They're both great, and they both have helped me figure out my sound and who I am and what I want to show and showcase through my music. So I'm really thankful for both of them.
That's awesome. Now, what about vocal lessons? Do you take vocal lessons at all? I know you talked about you're going after to try to learn opera, but do you take voice lessons in general?
Yes, I do take voice lessons. I actually take them with Mama Dan Studios.
Mm-hmm.
So I take them with one of her vocal coaches, Heidi, and it's great because she's trained in so many different areas of music that it allows me to kind of like jump around from like lesson to lesson and what I'm focusing on, which is really nice because I haven't quite figured out which path I'm going to stick to, so it's nice that I'm able to work on so many different things with my vocal coach.
Really is. It is. I mean, I'm feeling good about you because you're 17, but you have a lot of really cool things going already. You know, there's a lot of 17-year-olds that are still building tree forts and hanging out. I mean, which is no knock at them if that's what they have fun with. But you're like really doing some cool things that will benefit you going forward for sure. So keep on that straight path. That's good. All right, so let's talk about musical influences. Who are some people that inspire you in music?
Yes, so right now, I really like Meghan Trainor. Because she's one of those artists that she does always have a super positive message. And I also, to get into like the more musical technical side of things, I also really like her use of kind of like 80s, early 90s like generated sounds and then kind of putting like you know, 2020 twist on them. And yeah, so it's super upbeat and bouncy, and I also really like songs like that. I don't know why, but they get stuck in my head really easily. And I think songs that get stuck in your head, whether you find them annoying or not, are a good thing, because you're going to keep listening to them. So.
Do you have any 80s?
Not that those are annoying. I love her songs.
Do you have any 80s musicians or 80s artists that you like?
Oh, yes. I really like Bon Jovi.
Nice.
I really like... Yeah, he is amazing. I really like... I'm going to look at my playlist, because there's some on my playlist. I really like, what's his name? Thank God, I'm a country boy.
Oh, that's John Denver.
Yes, I love him.
My mom was a huge John Denver fan. I like a lot of his songs, too. Sadly, he passed away, but he has a lot of good songs.
Yeah, and then one of my favorites that I just got into, like, a year or two ago, Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson.
Oh, my gosh. Michael Jackson is such a legend. Oh. I grew up listening to him. I mean, I'm old enough to when he was still in the Jackson 5, when he was with his brothers singing. I'll share a really cool story with you real quick if you have a few minutes, because it's a Michael Jackson story. When I'm not doing podcasting, I have a regular job. It's at a retail, and it's a big, huge retail corporation. And one day I was up in the front of the store, and I saw this older African-American man. He was probably in his 80s. And he was sitting down on a bench, and he was by himself. So I stopped, and I like to talk to people. I just do. I'm a social kind of person. So I started talking to him. He's a really nice guy, and I asked him, I said, I live in Mississippi. I was born and raised in upstate New York, but I live down here in the South now. So I asked him, I said, are you from around here? And he says, no, we're from Indiana. I said, oh, okay, cool. And I said, what part? And he said, Gary, Indiana. I said, oh, really? So that's where the Jacksons are from. He says, oh, you see that lady right there at the register checking out? And I look, and there's this African-American lady about his age. And I said, yeah, I see her. And he said, well, that's my wife, and she's a retired school teacher. And she taught a lot of the Jacksons. She taught Michael, LaToya Jackson, she said. Or he said she taught Jermaine Jackson. And I said, what about Michael? And he said, no, Michael's a little bit too young, so he didn't go to her class, but she taught a lot of the, Janet Jackson was another one that she taught. And I was like, wow.
That's so cool.
So when she finished checking out, she came over, and then of course her husband introduced me to her. So I got to chat with her for about 5 or 10 minutes. She's just a sweet old girl. And she started sharing stories about the Jacksons, teaching them in school. I was like, you know, and then I asked her, I said, did you ever think they would become like so famous? And she said, well, their dad was really hard on them. Like he made them practice all the time. And she said that they were so talented. I had a feeling one way or the other they were going to go places. But I didn't think they would go that big, you know, because they became icons, of course, you know. So, but I wanted to share that story with you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Michael Jackson. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's a legend. Died too young. Okay, a few more things and I'll let you go. So we talked about the song. Do you have anything else coming up? Any more singles that you want to get dropped out there before too long?
I do. I actually have an EP coming out April 19th, and it will have about 6 songs on it. So I'm super excited for that.
Can you tease us with a title yet, or you want to wait? You still want to wait on that?
I think I want to wait on that just because,
yep.
I'm not going to lie, the title will probably be Beautiful. Or something to do with that, but we're not quite set in stone yet.
So the song Beautiful will be on it, on the EP?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
That would be cool for a title track.
Yeah.
I like that
and
idea.
And since that was kind of like my initial like sending off, I think it would be cool. So.
Yep, so do I. Okay, so you have an EP coming up in April. What other goals do you have for 2024? Anything else?
I'm hoping to do some more performing because I have performed a lot of songs that are not my own, but songs that are my own, I've only performed once. And not gonna lie, that is way scarier. So I want to try to get myself more used to doing that. So
yeah, that's because that's a bridge you're gonna have to cross sooner or later.
Right.
You know, we want to get your original music out there sooner or later. Cover songs are fun, but yeah, that's a step you'll have to take at some point. But if it's anything like the song Beautiful, I think you're gonna be fine.
Thank you. That's the hope.
Yeah. All right, so I got one last question, and before we wrap it up, I'll let you tell everybody where they can follow you on all your social media. But I have one last question before we get to that. Now, this question, I'm going to give you two options, and you can only pick one. This is a fun one.
Okay.
You can only pick one of these two options. What do you prefer more? Do you prefer creating a song, or do you prefer performing that song once it's created?
Oof, that's really hard. I really like both, and they're both very different. I think I like performing better, just because it holds a special place in my art, because it helped open me up, and it helped open my mind up as well, so I think I have to say performing.
That's a great answer, and the beauty of that question is there's no wrong answer. You know, some people are just way more into creativity, so some of them answer. I've asked that question to other artists before, and sometimes it's quick answer, like, oh, I like to create better. And others are like, no way, I like to perform it after it's created. I want to be on stage and perform it. So I love that question because, again, there's no wrong answer. So awesome. All right. Well, Sydney B., I had a really good time talking to you. The song is called Beautiful. The video is awesome. So everybody out there listening to this podcast need to go to Sydney B's social media, and she's about to tell you where you can do that. But the song is called Beautiful. It's a great song. Everybody get behind her and buy her stuff. All right, Sydney, close it up. Tell everybody where they can follow you, if you have a website, social media, anything like that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I am on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all under I Am Sydney B Official, and I do have a website under the same name. Thank you so much for having me.
It was a lot of fun, and when you have something new you want to talk about on your music, just let us know. We'd love to have you come back on.
Yeah, I would love that.
Well, I would love it too. You have a great day. Good luck in school, and good luck going forward.
Thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.